It's a busy time of season. Well, actually, we can say that now, 12 months a year in our area. It's a very busy time. Area communities are involved and do many different things to bring people into and at the businesses in their towns. But this is a special time of year because you really do get the flavor of the entire area with all the different holiday events that go on. And Millerton, New York is holding a Festival of Lights this year on Friday, November 29th. It is an all-day event that involves the community and families that would like to come. And we'll kick off this interview with Carol Sadlon from the Movie House in Millerton. Carol, nice to speak to you today.
Hi, Marshall. Nice to be with you this morning.
So, you know, we were talking before we got on air about how, you know, over the years there's been various light parades put on by the fire department for the holidays. I guess I need to know the genesis of the idea, which I think is a great idea, is taking a whole day, capping it off with a tree lighting ceremony and the parade of lights. So what was the genesis of this Festival of Lights?
Well, we were trying to do something for our community that brings the focus on the beautiful lights that Townscape puts all over the trees and the tree lighting at 5:30, and also the spectacular event that the Millerton Fire Department puts on every year called the Parade of Lights, which is a not-to-be-missed event, which happens right after the tree lighting. So it was tying together the free community party that the Movie House always does each year with the things that go on in the community, and making it under one umbrella called the Festival of Lights. So the Millerton Business Alliance picked up the ball, and they're going to sponsor this, not sponsor it, but organize it as a community event every year. And working with a small team of people, they pulled it together in a spectacular way quickly this year, but hopefully over the years it will evolve to be a permanent event for the Millerton community.
Well, I think what's great about it, taking a look at being this is the first year you're really doing it as a Festival of Lights, after what you do, you're going to have free horse and carriage rides that happen from 12 to 2, which is going to happen in Millerton, right across from the Movie House, leaving from Veterans Park. Of course, all the stores are participating with shopping. I will be there, and I'll be broadcasting live from 12 to 3 from J.O. Hendricks, 41 Main Street. Northeast Ford is sponsoring that. And what I'll have is we have a whole bunch of gift certificates that area merchants from Millerton have donated to Robin Hood Radio to help in our fundraising efforts. Those will be put up. We'll have those for 50% off. You make a 50% donation on a gift certificate, let's say it's $50. You'll donate $25, and you'll get the gift certificate to the local merchant. We'll be doing that, and we'll also hopefully be interviewing people and talking about what's going on the whole day. But you also have activities for kids at the Northeast Community Center. You've got the tree lighting ceremony, as you said, at 5:30. And then, of course, you've got the incredible parade of lights that's put on by the fire department, the Millerton Volunteer Fire Department, and then the holiday party, which is at the firehouse, wrapping it all up. So for your first time putting this together, and also putting it together fairly late, I think you have a really – what's great about Millerton is you have a whole bunch of activities, and they're all easy to get to and all easy to walk to, with the parking from Century Park, from Century Boulevard, and also down off South Center Street. It's a town made for a celebration like this.
I think so, and, you know, we want to keep it vital. It is vital. It has a bustling downtown, a lot of wonderful businesses that are really enthusiastic about sharing the spirit of the holidays with their customers. And it's also an attempt to preserve something that's a non-commercial type, family-friendly atmosphere where you can walk around. The carriage rides are going to be spectacular. There's two beautiful black horses and a large carriage that takes 12 people. It's all decked out with garlands and red bows for the holidays, and it'll be a nice ride around the streets of the village for people with their families to enjoy. And you know, there'll be music, there'll be hot chocolate, there'll be all the things that make a traditional Christmas so special.
All right, we are speaking right now about an event that is going to come up in Millerton, New York, the Festival of Lights on Friday, November 29th. Now, with you, though, you have someone who has recently moved, I guess, to Millerton, Claire Goodman. Good morning, Claire, and thanks for joining us today. So now, how long have you lived in Millerton?
Well, I arrived in 2016 in May, and this will be my second Parade of Lights. And this year I'll be working with Carol, have been, to try and pull it all together.
I think, what brought you to Millerton in the first place in 2016?
Well, one of the things that brought me here was actually the movie house. I knew I was on the verge of retiring and wanted to be somewhere where I could see movies and documentaries. Happens to be my field. And what I was involved in as a college professor in the city. So I thought, well, if I'm going to leave the city, I wanted to be somewhere where there was somewhere I could come and watch movies.
All right. So are you kind of peripherally involved with the planning, or are you actively one of these volunteers that are heavily working on this?
I'm an active volunteer working with a little team of people pulling this together. And one of my jobs has been to go around and visit everybody, all the businesses in Millerton, and get to know them and to get them enthused about getting involved, and that includes the Northeast Millerton Library, the Northeast Community Center, the Fire Department, as well as all the local businesses. And we've had a terrific response this year.
Well, Claire, welcome to our area, and welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to what we find out in this area is that there is no such thing as retirement. It's just work harder for no money.
That's right. I think you may be right about that.
Now, an important part of this day in Millerton, New York, which is coming up on, of course, Friday, November 29th, the Festival of Lights, is obviously lights. And that would be the tree lighting ceremony and also the parade of lights with all the fire trucks and vehicles that are strung with holiday lights. And then after that, there is a community party. With us right now, we're joined by Kelly Rogers, who is a treasurer of the fire department and also chair of putting together the Parade of Lights. Kelly, thanks for joining us today.
Sure, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about your being a chair of the Parade of Lights. I mean, I always thought it seemed like it must be a little bit of a nightmare to put this together and get it to come off without a hitch. But they truly are spectacular. How many vehicles normally do you have in these Parade of Lights?
We average between 30 and 35 floats and fire trucks combined every year.
Yeah, I always thought that you and Pine Plains had the most participation. In these,
yeah, Pine Plains has been doing it a little longer than we have, and they usually have a huge outcome for it. But we're getting up there.
No,
every year it builds.
I was going to say, and what's interesting about what you do? You start off your Parade of Lights, and then you stop by where the tree's going to be lit. Then the tree's lit, and then you move on, right?
Yes, we continue up through town. Yep.
Now, where's your first lineup where people go to meet and then line up?
We line up at the Arnoff Moving and Storage across from Agway on 22 in Millerton.
All right. And then you come down, and then you, once you get into Millerton, you come up right through the center of town, and you go to the firehouse?
What we do is we come to the light at Cumberland Farms, and we go up North Maple Ave. We then cut across Highland Street back to Dutchess Ave, and we come back down to Century to the firehouse. That's where we end.
All right. I'm just always amazed at it, and it doesn't matter what the weather is, not only with the amount of people now that you have in the parade and the amount of floats and displays, but people really do line the streets, and they really love it. It doesn't matter how old you are.
They do. Everybody comes out to watch the parade. It's a wonderful thing for all the families.
So now, once the parade is over, and you put together an event at your firehouse, right?
We do. We're one of the only fire departments that has a spread of food after the parade is over, while the children visit Santa. Santa comes back to the firehouse, and the children can visit Santa and tell them what they want for Christmas, as well as we have a spread of food and refreshments.
Well, it sounds like a great day. Once again, it all starts off in the morning, actually, at 10 o'clock with the free community of the screening of The Grinch. And then all day long, there's events that go on in Millerton for kids, for adults. There's also the horse and carriage rides that'll be going on. And then, as we said, 5:30, the tree lighting ceremony. And then right before that and after that, you have your incredible parade of lights. And then you all get together for a nice warm get-together at the fire department. A lot of work has obviously gone into setting up this day.
Absolutely, absolutely. We all work hard to make it a special day.
Well, Kelly, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today, and best of luck, and we're wishing for 60-degree weather, 60-degree weather that night at least, anyway.
That would be wonderful.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks.
Well, Carol, getting back to you and getting back to the movie that you're going to be showing, we're talking once again about Millerton's Festival of Lights on Friday, November 29th, where you really can spend all day with everybody in Millerton. But the big kickoff thing is the movie that you're showing. And this year, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch?
Mm-hmm. We're showing the 2018 Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, which is an animated film by the famous Illumination who brought us The Minions. And it stars Benedict Cumberbatch. And it's truly an extraordinary fun film particularly focusing on the children for the holidays and the families. We have about 300 seats, so there's plenty to go around. We are opening at 9:30, so we encourage people to get there early to get a good seat. There'll be a raffle with bicycles, and there'll be goodie bags for the kids, as well as free popcorn and drinks and candy. So it's a truly fun holiday party to share with the regional audience. So we expect people to come from near and far to really enjoy this day in our community.
Now, once again, the movie kicks it off at 10 o'clock, the free community screening of The Grinch. But, as you said, the earlier people get there around 9:30, like it makes it much easier to seat everybody and then get the movie underway.
Yes, exactly.
I want to thank both you and also Claire for joining us today.
Okay, thank you, Marshall. And hopefully we'll definitely get to see you on known as Black Friday, but it's going to be not black in Millerton.
Absolutely.